Of Annabelle. She joins us now. Good morning, Annabelle. How are you?
Morning, Michael. Good. And yourself?
Very well indeed. Indeed. How active have you been? How many have you got so far at the millions?
I've been reasonably active. We've managed to get 5 so far. So, a nice spread of horses and prices. A couple of nice Schnitzel fillies, and then we've got a lovely Smart Missile filly for the ladies yesterday, and a nice cheap Flying Artie that I thought slipped through the cracks. So, yeah, happy with what I've got so far.
I see you've got a headline horse as well, because Aquas has purchased a $1.1 million son of Not a Single Doubt that's heading your way. That'll be exciting.
I know. It's really exciting. I actually saw him on the farm at Torryburn and loved him, obviously. There's not many Not a Single Doubt left anymore with him retired from stud duties. So like, he's probably my favourite sire, and can't wait for him to join the team.
Have you got a few more in the book that you'd like to take home to over the next couple of days?
Yeah, we're having a little look today. I've got a group of girls together, or building a group of girls together called the Stiletto Sprinters, which will be 2 fillies. So we've got the one for a lot less than we budgeted for, which gives us a bit more of a budget to have a crack at something today or tomorrow. So we'll be having a go at something else there, I would imagine.
Well, you might have a lot more to have a crack with on Saturday night as well, because to have 2 runners in the Magic Millions when you've only been training for a matter of months, you must be pretty proud about that.
Yeah, pretty exciting. Credit to the whole team, really, and to Raj, who's up here with the horses. I can't wait. It's surreal, really. Would like to have drawn a little bit better, but hopefully, there's a couple of emergencies drawn inside of us, so they may actually end up being okay from where they are, and, it's just so exciting to be a part of it all.
Well, Ghost Rider has drawn 12 and Queen of Wizardry 15 before the emergencies come out, and Queen of Wizardry's the one that everyone's been talking about since that unbelievable debut, and it is all the ladies involved with Steph Riding as well. How did she come through that debut performance? Has she improved much? Has she improved enough to be able to beat the favourites, do you think, in your mind?
Yeah, I think she has. You know, a lot of these 2-year-olds have been up for quite a long time, whereas, I think she's really on an upwards curve at the moment. She just had the one start, but, most of them do improve a lot from that. So I think she'll take significant improvement from that run at Eagle Farm. Not a whole lot went her way. She hit a bit of traffic, which is likely to happen on Saturday as well. It's obviously a bit of a helter-skelter race quite often, so it was good to see her handle that. And I think if she can be sharper for that run, I think she's going to be right in the finish, particularly if they go quick.
Well, she was so strong at the end of the 1,200 at the Eagle Farm. So, look, that may well be an advantage for her, considering where she's drawn. Is that how you anticipate the race will unfold for her, that she'll get back a little bit and then it'll be storming down the outside, hopefully?
I think so. I don't think she's got that sort of tactical early speed to be up on the pace. She's a filly. I really think she's going to get out to a mile quite comfortably in time. So this is probably the minimum trip for her. I'm hoping they go really quick. We'll obviously, bounce and be, as positive as we can be, but I can certainly see her landing in the second half of the field. And, if we're drawn out a little bit, hopefully it gives Steph the option to find a bit of clean air once they straighten for home.
Who do you see as the hardest to beat, whether it's your old boss Kieran and Dave or Gay Waterhouse? Who's caught your eye?
Obviously, Fake Love. She looks a really smart filly, and if I can't win, I hope she does. But of the rest, some of the favourites have drawn out very wide. I thought Gay's filly was very impressive, and she's drawn really well. So I think she could be the one to beat, Swift Witness.
Could Ghost Rider cause an upset or run into the money? Was really good on debut. Since then, have there been any excuses?
I think his run in the Golden Gift was certainly okay. He was only beaten just over 2 lengths by Sneaky 5 on a wet track, and he just didn't handle the track, but he tried hard, so I was happy with his run there. But obviously Eagle Farm, he was disappointing there. But look, so was Shakiro, and he bounced back to a good run on Saturday. I think some horses don't handle that Eagle Farm track, and it actually didn't really work out well for him. He likes to press forward and do his own thing. He had to be dragged back, which he looked like he resented. So I suspect if we can get him in a spot where we haven't got to be dragging him back, if we can just let him roll along wherever he's comfortable, I'm not saying he's going to be leading, but you know, hopefully if he can be in the first half of the field, then yeah, I can certainly see him bouncing back to the form he showed earlier on this preparation.
Last week when we spoke to you, you really helped the RSN listeners out with Safiano, who was backed from $6 into $4 and won impressively. You've got three heading to Eagle Farm today. You've got runners at Gosford tomorrow as well. Is there one that we like should be backing at Eagle Farm today?
I like Ruddock, but the second horse has come out, which probably made him very short. But I think him into Stolt tomorrow at Gosford.
All right, I like that. Ruddock's $1.90, so that's a nice little first leg of the all-up into Stolz. Gosford tomorrow, race 6, number 8. Reawaken, the first starter today. How does it go?
Yeah, it's a nice colt. Got the blinkers on just to help him out. He's a bit of a casual horse. But, yeah, I again, you know, he's certainly a good chance today. It's always a little bit of an unknown, isn't it, with these two-year-old races when there's a lot of debutants in the field. But I would be no surprise to see him hit the board at the first time.
Annabelle, best of luck in the big race on Saturday.
Thanks, Michael.